Yo, what's up? It's your boy E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation. And most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
And so I'm going to preach to me. Don't you worry about nothing. Just take notes. Don't you worry about nothing. Online, here's all I'm going to tell you. Vanessa, I know you online. My cousin Sheila, she on every week. I know you all. IT Pat on. I know you all on. Listen to me very closely. I need you to do me a favor. Carl and I, we've been doing our homework. Most of you stay on for about 20, 25 minutes. Do me a favor. Don't get beat. Stay on the whole time. Don't get beat. You're going to need this entire message, right? And so I'm going to need you to listen to God for you, because I don't know what he wants you to do. I'm just going to tell you what he did for me in the reset. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to share this with you. God said, Eric Thomas, this will be another year. It may not be a new year for you, right? But I guarantee you, son, that what it won't be is the same year. If you do not make the adjustments I'm telling you to make, it'll be three times worse than any year you've ever had. Now, I'm just going to write down what the Lord told me. He said, this potentially could be the worst year of your life, son, or this could potentially be the best year of your life. Now, I'm just going to walk you through. He said, financially, if you don't make the adjustments based on what you've been doing financially, you'll lose more money than you've ever lost before. You will mismanage. No, y'all got to hear me. Please don't just hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. I'm trying to tell you based on my personality. God has said based on your personality, you will mismanage and misallocate funds in 2026 in a way you've never done before if you don't make the adjustments. You'll get more late fees, more penalties, more overdraft than you've ever seen. Okay, this one really hurt me. God says, you will be getting more letters from the IRS. I'm by myself. I thought I might have heard an amen on that one. There'll be more attorney fees. There'll be more collections. There'll be more fraud. You'll have more fraud on your credit card than you've ever seen in your life. There'll be more theft, son, or bad financial decisions will compound. Not because you're evil, but because you're moving the same way you moved in 2025, 2024, 2023. You're not evil. You're just going to get worse because you're moving the same way. Relationally, yep, there's going to be more arguments than any previous year. Yep, y'all going to spend less time together because of those arguments. There's going to be more emotional distance for you in 2026, son, if you don't change. There'll be more conversations that will turn into conflict. There will be more unresolved issues stacking on top of each other. Not because the love is gone, but the pressure, son, is going to expose the cracks. Mentally, emotionally, son, you're going to have more anxiety than you've ever experienced. You're going to have constant stress, racing thoughts. Am I by myself? I know it's just for me, but amen. Am I by myself? God said you're going to have racing thoughts. You ain't going to be able to sleep at night. Emotional exhaustion, son, disguised as being strong. You're not weak. You just running without rest. Physically, your blood pressure is going to be higher than it's ever been before. You're going to gain weight, and you ain't going to be able to explain how it's happening. Your energy is going to decline, son. You're going to be ignoring warning signs. Your body keeps sinning. Not because your body is failed, but because you ignored the signs and you didn't make the adjustments. God said, son, and I just need you to know something. This isn't a curse. This is a forecast. Okay, I'm just talking to myself, somebody. God said, son, it's going to be another year. And if it's going to be another year, it's going to be three times worse than any year you've ever experienced. Or it's going to be a new year, but that's on you. Okay, I want to show y'all this. This is crazy, y'all. Let's go to the word. I want to show y'all something. And the Bible says in Exodus 19, what for online, because I need to keep you engaged. Say it out loud. What book did I say? Exodus. What verse did I say? I need you to read Exodus 19 like your new year depends on it.
I need you to read Exodus 19 all week long. Like your new year depends on it. And I need you to pay attention to verse 10. The Bible says, and the Lord said,
God says, son, you're going to have a great year if everything, every day starts with, and the Lord said. Oh, y'all better hear me, because a lot of us, we on Facebook, and Facebook is saying something. Listen to me. It's not a random scroll that whoever designed the page or whoever put whatever they put up, there's a message. Instagram has a message. TikTok has a message. The people we talking to, it's a message. God says, son, if you want 2026 to be the best year of your life, every message you get should start with, and the Lord says.
Yeah.
All right, write that down. I just want you to know, God says, if you start your year off with they say, it might be another year. If you start your year off with, and the Lord said, unto Moses, go unto the people, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. My. Can I just be honest with y'all? When God first gave it to me, I'm just being real. I understood to sanctify them. I'm just being real. I understood that. Sanctify them. All right, for those of you who are not, like, you know, really in your Bible like that, trust me, I didn't grow up in it. I get you. I just got to give you a little context. Israel was in bondage, or they were in slavery for 430 years. Right? That's a long time. They were in slavery for 430 years. And when we read this text, Exodus chapter 19, it starts off saying on the first day of the third month. So March 1st, some kind of way, they wrote the Bible and this is March 1st. And so what God is saying to them is that you are out of Egypt. Praise God. God says, you've had the same year you were enslaved. You had the same year for 430 years. You had the same trauma, the same challenge. You had the same thing for 430 years. And now I just freed you. I just delivered you out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm reading it, and my ancestors were in slavery. So I'm kind of reading it with like some praise God. We've been there, done that. Hey, I've seen the lynching. I've seen the branding. I've seen families ripped apart. I've seen people picking cotton. When I read it, like, I felt that thing. Like, woo, praise God. After 430 years, they free. And I said, God, so if you freed them and you sanctified them, why would they need to wash their clothes? Don't even make sense. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to the next one. Here's why. God says freedom gets you out of Egypt. Washing gets Egypt out of you. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. God said, yeah, I freed them out of, but just because I delivered you out of Egypt does not mean that Egypt is out of you. God said, I got you out. I gave you another year. You're not in 2025 no more. You're not in 2023 no more. You're not in 2020 no more. God said, I bless you. I delivered you. You are in a new year. But just because I gave you a new year doesn't mean it's going to be new. You got to get the new out the year if it's going to be new. I will deliver you out of that season and bring you into a new season, but I can't make the promises of that new season happen for you. So I do my part. I freed you out of Egypt. You got to do your part, and you got to get Egypt out of you. Okay, I'm going to say it slow. To make this year a new year, God is asking you to put it in the wash. Come on with me, y'all. Come on. Yeah, we was in Egypt, y'all. Yeah, you got sexually abused. He got you out of that, but it's still in you, though. Foster care. Yep, you was in foster care. You out now, but it's still, God said, yeah, I got you out, but you got to wash it now. I'm sorry. God said, okay, I just want you to see. God said, I got you out, but the stains are still there. I got you out. I freed you. I did my part.
But the stain of you being compared to your sister is still there. The pain of you being compared to your brother is still there. The pain, I got you out. I got you out. You don't live in Detroit no more. I got you out. I got you out. I heard before Jamie said, reset, we were on the men's prayer line, and God said through Ken, peace. This is the year of peace for you, Eric. This is the year of peace. And during my 30-day stint, I was saying, okay, God, I received it. He said, yeah, you already been free, but you got some stains that you got to get rid of so that you can be at peace. I said, what you mean by that, God? He said, you gotta write down. Okay, can we go forward and then we're going to come back? I'm sorry, y'all. I know I got the clicker, but I got the shirt. I just want you to keep looking at the save. Keep going until we get to the inventory. I want to show y'all something. This is what I was doing for 30 days, y'all. Go to the next one. This is what I was doing for the 30 days, y'all. I was doing a contamination inventory. Okay. I got to say it slow. God said this is going to be the best year of your life. But where you got to start before you wash your clothes, you got to separate your clothes. Y'all see it. God said you can't have the darks and the lights together. You got to separate some stuff, son. So what I need you to do is a contamination. You're online. This is how you're going to get a new year. God said I need you to do some contamination inventory, son. You got some stains and we need to identify the stains. Okay. All right. So let me go here because it's tough for you to get. It's hard for you to get. So let me go here so you can get it. Contamination. Okay. So let me just show you. You free, but your stains are still there.
You're free. Oh, the son set free. He's free indeed. But God said, yeah, Moses sanctify him, but tell them they got to wash their own clothes.
Make sure you caught that, because some of you, you're going to have the same year you had last year because you busy washing other people's clothes. You spend the majority of your day on their clothes. You spend the majority of the day separating their stuff and folding their stuff and talking to them about their stuff. He said, Moses, tell the people to wash their own clothes. Get your own stains out. Stop talking about what your mom, stop talking about your dad, stop talking about your spouse. Stop telling your kids to get your own clothes. He said, Moses, tell them to wash their own clothes because their clothes got stains and ain't going to be no change until the stains are gone. And each stain that's gone is going to attract a new. God said, Eric, I want you to know, son, you and Didi can study all y'all want to. Y'all can get up at 3:00 in the morning and pray if you want to. You can get in your word if you want to. Y'all can read the Bible together if you want to. You can come to church if you want to. But if you don't go back and all the trauma and all the stuff you've been through, if you don't clean those things, worship don't matter. You say, Pastor, that's not biblical. The Bible declares that God was with Egypt. He was a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. They didn't just go to church. Church was with them 24/7 and they still. They didn't come to church on the weekend. They didn't have to go. God was with them. God fed them. They were in the presence of God. God was their chef. God took care of them. But many of them never went in the promised land because they got out of Egypt, but Egypt never got out of them. And God says, you got to wash the stains, not just have worship. You got to wash the stains, son. You just can't preach. You got to wash the stains, son. You just can't do Bible study. You got to wash the stains, son. You and Didi can't just fast. Stop fasting. Go back to Egypt.
Yeah.
Go back to Egypt, son, and name the stains. I spent 30 days naming the stains.
Yeah.
And God told me, he said, what's the problem with stains? They're contaminants. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my time. Yeah, what's the problem with stains? He says stains is having been made impure by exposure. They were exposed to Egypt. For 430 years, God said, y'all got to wash y'all clothes. Yep, y'all out of Egypt, but y'all was in Egypt for 430 days. You got to wash the sin off. It'll smell like, even though you're not in Egypt anymore, you smell like an Egyptian. Even though you're not in the trauma you were once in, I freed you from the trauma, you still smell like the trauma. When you were, okay, all right. For those of you who don't know, one of Didi's gifts with her ATC, her structure itself, is washing of clothes.
Okay.
Yep. Anybody know anything about Dee Dee? You know, the neighbors know. Yep. Dee Dee's washing today. You missed what I just said. The neighbors know Dee Dee washing is so bad. And I'm in the pulpit. I hope I'm not lying. I hope I'm not getting this story wrong. But I believe Tamisha once went to Macy's and went in the section and called Dee Dee and said, "Were you in Macy's yesterday?" And Dee Dee said, "Yes." She said, "I could smell this article you tried on."
Please.
Are you listening to me? I'm trying to tell you, God is saying the reason why you have to wash it is because not only does it affect you. The definition, by definitions, it says, have been made impure by exposure. God says, wash your clothes. That stench is getting on your wife. Wash your clothes. That stench is getting on your children. Wash that clothes. That stench is getting on the church. Wash your clothes. It's getting in your business. Wash your clothes. It's getting in your finances. Wash your stuff.
Yeah.
Spent 30 days. God says, son, having been made impure by exposure or addition of a poison or a polluting substance. Contaminants are unwanted substances, influences, or variables that enter a system and degrade its integrity. Degrades its performance. And degrades its safety.
You're free, but now you gotta wash your clothes. I got you out of Egypt, but I can't force the trauma.
Or it degrades outcomes. They don't belong there. They don't help. And if left unchecked, they will corrupt the entire system. They are often invisible at first. They spread faster than you think. They're hard to remove once they are embedded. And finally, people normalize them.
Okay. All right. I just want to take my time. I don't know how this one works, but God said, do me a favor, son, wash your clothes this year. No, I'm talking to somebody today. Don't get in another program. You don't need a financial program. You need to wash your clothes first. It don't matter how much money you make if you're the same.
Yeah.
It don't matter how much money you make if you got the same.
I'm about to get in a new marriage. It don't matter if you get in a new marriage if you take the old tribe. It don't matter. It don't matter if you get in a new relationship with the old trauma. I'm going to go get a degree. It doesn't matter if you get a degree if you still have a low self-esteem. God says it's not going to be a new year. It's going to be another year. Why do you keep focusing on all that other stuff? I said, God, I understand Moses coming on the mount. I get it. I understand Moses sanctifying the people. I get it. I'm just trying to be honest, God. I just don't understand why you would tell them to wash their clothes. Because it's their stains. And they're the only ones that can remove them. Okay, all right. So let's go here real quick. I want to share with you. I've been doing for 30 days a contamination inventory, and I've been writing down all the stuff that I've been contaminated with. That's mine. That when I went through whatever Egyptian trauma I went through, right? And ain't nothing wrong with Egypt, because Egypt is Egypt, but it's something wrong when you were in Egypt as a slave when you're not supposed to be there as a slave. Let's go all the way back. Yep. Let's go back. All right. So five things real quick. We're not going to deal with them all today. Right? First of all, nothing was designed to function without structure. So when we were in this room and Jamie said, reset, y'all, I read all of this. I think y'all might have missed what I said. Okay, all right, let me slow down. Y'all might have missed it. Listen to me. Jamie, just get the mic from where you are. I don't even know if you remember Jamie. Jamie said we're going to do a hard reset, right? He talked about factory. I don't even know what you said, Jamie. But after you said that, Jamie was saying, having been impure by exposure or addition of poison or polluting. Watch this. When we were together during COVID, God bless. It was 50, 40,000 people a week, probably more. And we're just telling you what the numbers we saw. It was just us at first. Then we brought some other people in, but it was just us. After COVID, it started to be some contamination. And then eventually that contamination began to, and Jamie was sitting right back there. When Jamie said, we need a reset. Jamie, I don't know if you remember, but Jamie didn't say just a reset. Jamie specifically said, whatever has happened in the past, let it go.
I was back there. I heard the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. This is where it started at in COVID. And I watched the God as he blew up. I watched God as he began to bless the ministry. But because we were on one accord and the Lord, I watched the enemy try to, and Jamie was like, E.T., me and you, don't play no game. Not just a reset. He said, I'm not just saying words, E. I'm saying whatever offenses, whatever has happened, whatever the devil's trying to get in, kill it. I heard him. God said, reset. Contamination. It's time. Jamie was saying, "Eats." I don't know what happened. I don't know what took place. But, bro, we gotta get all the contaminants out. We gotta get the poison out. We gotta get the pollution out. Jamie said it right there. When we move into 2026, get the bleach. We getting rid of all that stuff, and we starting clean.
Yeah.
So when I walked out, people was like, "Pastor, that was pretty abrupt." No, it wasn't. No, it was for you because you wasn't in the spirit. You didn't know what was happening in the spirit realm. But what was happening in the spirit realm is the two people that God used.
Oh, y'all not. Okay. Okay. Can I just, let me say this and then we're going to go back. I'm going to say this. The two people God used to do what he wanted to do with his church, which because of my trauma, I didn't even want him to do. That's why I said God loves us with an everlasting love. God don't care nothing about what you want to do. God is like, I'm going to deliver you, and then I'm hoping you're going to wash your clothes. And God says the reason why I had to do it the way I wanted to do it, because of what you went through at Madison Mission. Y'all was a small church. Y'all was killing it. And then once y'all became a big church, everything went under. Your trauma, son. Okay, y'all not. Okay, I told you, I'm preaching to myself. I'm not, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm sorry. This don't have nothing to do with you. It's between me and God. God said, you left Madison Mission with some stains. You saw a pastor lose his wife.
Yeah.
Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. I'm sorry, this is me. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. Pastor got married again. It was rough for me and my wife. All we know is Pastor Dogging and Shine. We don't know nothing else. It was hard. It was hard to be in a church that was like thriving and killing it, and you saw people beefing.
Yeah.
God brought me to Michigan, and I was running the church with trauma. And I started doing certain things because I didn't want that to happen. And then we was at Bethel. When we left Bethel, and there was a couple more stains. And I didn't want to do it the way the Lord wanted me to do it, because I wasn't trying to do what the Lord wanted me to do. I was just trying to make sure we didn't go back to Egypt. God said, I don't care what you want to do. His church is about to be a mega church, not because of you, but because I have other people that I need to get this message. And I could care less what you're trying to do. Because you're going to die. They ain't got nothing to do with you. And my name is still going to reign forever. And I'm still going to use my people. So you got a choice. You can either wash. And I decided to kind of do it, but not really do it. And as a result of not getting rid of some of the stains, some of the stuff from 2025, 2024, 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, start resurfacing again. God said, you can't outrun trauma. You got to wash it out. You can't pray it out. You can't pray it out, son. You can't read your word out. You got to go wash. That's an action verb. You got to go do something. You got to go take it, and you got to let me redefine. I love it. He didn't say throw away your clothes.
Church, how easy would it have been if God would have just said, all right, y'all up out of Egypt, here goes some new gear. Y'all was in Egypt for 430 years. Let's get rid of all that stuff. I got some non-slave outfits for y'all. I got some royal priesthood outfit. I got some head and not the tail outfit. I got some above and not beneath outfits. He said, don't change your outfit. Clean it. Don't switch it out. Don't get rid of it. Keep that pain. But But now allow me to get in that pain and reuse that pain for my glory. Don't run from it.
Hallelujah.
So I heard the Lord say 30 days. Okay, I'm going to be honest with y'all. He said more than 30 days, but he said they can't handle more than 30 days. So just say 30 days. Hallelujah. Okay, that's number three. Can we go to number three real quick and come back? Just give me a couple more minutes. Don't online. Don't go nowhere. Let me tell you something. So when I watch Dee Dee wash her clothes, if you look at number three, number three says not all cycles are the same. Yep. So there was a point where Dee Dee said, "Do me a favor." Dee Dee said, "Do me a favor. Stop washing my clothes with your clothes." No. Y'all missing what I'm saying. Y'all thinking I'm on some clothes stuff. I'm not. I'm talking about cross-contamination.
That's good.
What's going on in the body of Christ? Why we got to wash our clothes? Because when you don't wash your clothes, you bring your dirt, and it's cross-contamination. Now I got to deal with your dirt. You got to deal with my dirt. Now I got to deal with your stuff, and you got to deal with my stuff. And Diddy said, "Do me a favor. Don't wash your clothes with my clothes no more. But I'm going to show you how I wash my clothes." The reason why your clothes smell as bad as they smell, and the reason why that smell don't never come out, is because you put yours on the normal cycle. I put mine on sanitize. Now I'm talking to somebody today. You want to do the quick, boy? You want to do the quick wash? You can't get this. You can't get low self-esteem out with the quick wash. You can't get abandonment issues out with the quick wash. You can't. Okay, so I'm talking to somebody. I only got a couple more minutes on this one. Give me some time. Listen to me very closely. That stain from your daddy not being in your life, you can't get that out by going to church. You can't get that out by working in the church. God is saying there are ministries that are contaminated. We can't fix it in 30 days, but just tell them 30. Just tell them we're going to do the normal cycle because it's going to kill them if we tell them they got to sanitize. No, we got to sanitize. We can't come back with the same contamination. We can't act like the stains ain't there. Imagine when Toby got this made for me for his wedding. Imagine me going back to an event wearing this shirt with the ketchup and mustard stains. A custom shirt. Imagine me wearing this dope shirt that was made just for me. The neck boy, the shirt. Imagine, this is my shirt. He made this shirt for me. It fits me perfectly. But guess what? Imagine me wearing, and that's what we're doing. We want to do a quick work, and then we want to come back. And now we're doing ministry. Now we're in marriage. Now we're in relationship. Now we're in friendships with the stains.
Yeah.
Trying to walk around acting like the stains ain't there. You can smell the ketchup. You can smell the mustard. And so what I learned from Dee Dee was, no. Okay, Trump, I used to think Dee Dee's clothes smell the way they clothes because it is.
Yeah.
And so when I would do the quick wash, I would... when I would wash, I'd just be like, "Wow, Dee Dee put a half a cup. I'm about to put a whole cup in this joint. I put a whole cup and get my stuff, and it's still not
the way she cleaned her stuff." And the secret was not just what she put in. The secret was the time that she put in on the stains. Some stains don't come out in 10 seconds. Some stains don't come out in 10 minutes.
All right, one more time. I'm sorry. Having been made impure by exposure to or in addition of a poisonous or polluting substance. All right, so I'm going to get you out of here. So when Ken said that, I felt it in the spirit, peace. I was like, yep, I'm about to live in peace. I love God. God was like, all right, Ken, you took the test, like you studied. You read the word. I'm talking about, let me show you, Ken. I read the word. Yeah, I'm about to read it to you. I read the word. I read it. John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I'm like, peace. I got it. I read it. I got it. Second Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. And the Lord be with you all. I was like, I read it. I got it. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
I was like, I got it. I read it. I got it.
God said, that's theory. I'm about to give you a couple of tests. I made a phone call to a loved one. As soon as I made the phone call and they picked up the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, hold on. What's, I said, it was funny. I said, I'm not playing, y'all. I was like, ho. I come in peace. I was like, yeah, all that reading was cute. We got to get the stains out now. Oh, okay. I'm going to let y'all go. This is the last story. I'm going to let y'all go. God says, that stuff, that's cute. All the scriptures that you read and all the stuff you've been saying out loud and all the stuff you've been studying, that got you out of Egypt. But it didn't free Egypt for you.
Yeah.
So in order to really have peace, you got to get war out of you. Yeah. So when they picked up the phone and they start, I'm talking about they was at war. And as soon as they were at war, I felt my training come out of me. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? I know this is for me by myself. Don't forget your homework assignment. As soon as you go home, I need you to do a contamination inventory. Don't take it personal. It's some stuff you've been exposed to. It's some stuff you drank. Some poison, you just lived in the environment. I don't know, where did y'all live in Chicago, you and your sisters? Good, so the doctor told you when I lost 4 ounces to cancer that it may have had something to do with where y'all lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
The doctor was like, yo, you lost 5 sisters to cancer. That's odd. Where did y'all live? Oh, yep, maybe the environment.
Yeah.
Are y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Ma, don't you go to the doctor on a regular basis? Scared? Why? Because you lost 5 sisters. They all lived in the same home. So 1 year, one died. Next year, another one died. The next year, another one died. Exposure. Some of us are sick. It has nothing to do with you. It was the environment.
Yeah.
But God says, I don't care. You got stains left on you. You got to wash that out. So I promise y'all, I'm on the phone, and it's like war. And I'm like, peace. And my body is saying, no peace, war. You was trained for war. I grew up, I'm different. I grew up in Detroit. I grew up in Gary, Indiana. I grew up in Chicago. Why? Because that's where my mother was. So I was exposed to Gary on a weekly basis, Chicago on a week, Detroit. And so there were some things I was exposed to. I was exposed to war. In Gary, Indiana, you couldn't hardly come off my granddaddy's porch. The whole city, it was war. And I never forget being in Chicago. My mom, they went in the store, they left us in the car. Some pimp has hustled us. And when they came back, we had all our money gone. And my mom was like, what happened? And I was like, he told us that the food, my mom said, that's food's gone. That moment, my mom taught me, hey, you live in a crazy environment, war. I came home once, Ma, he stole my big wheel. My mom said, if you don't get your butt back out there and go get your big, I said, Ma, they bigger than me, it's 2 of them. Ma, can you help? She said, no, war. You go outside and you come, don't come back in this house until you come back with your big wheel. I don't care what you gotta do to them. I pay for that. I work for that. There are people in this city who don't work, but they will take stuff that don't belong to them. You live in a city where people will bully you. You go get them. So my whole life, war. And then I hear something cute online with the men's called peace.
Sure.
And I was like, that sounds good. That's something I want to do. God said, it's impossible for you to be at peace when you were born in war. The only way to get to peace is you can't put peace on war. So I'm listening to them, y'all, and I'm like, ooh, they at war. Ooh, that used to be me. Ooh, you have 2 options right now. You can be at peace and get your new.
Yeah.
Or you can show them you don't even know what war is, you young. You ain't seen war. Don't play with me like that. And don't come at me like that. You want to do war? My mama taught me war. My aunts taught me war. I grew up with 11 women who was in the hood, who beat men. I watched my aunts beat men down like they were girls. I watched my aunt Tawana and Booby, they would lay hands. You young, you don't know what war is. God said, son, you're not war no more. No, son. In 2031, people going to be going, man, E, you such a peaceful person. I can see it. 2031, I can see it. People be like, yo, bro, who? So 2020? What are they talking about? They knew you since when, 2020? What do they mean, war? 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 This is the most peaceful dude I've ever met in my life. Y'all playing. I can see it. So I was on the phone with him, and I had to make a decision that I do not declare war anymore. I declare peace. And I had to keep saying it throughout the whole conversation. I come in peace. I come in peace. I come to hate. I'm walking in a store. I'm in the store talking, and people looking at me. I'm like, uh-oh, you saying peace, but you must not be saying peace, because they looking at you like you saying war. You got to change the vocabulary. You're not hearing what I'm saying. And when I got off the phone, I told my wife, I won. I was at peace. But I told my wife, I felt tired. It was a war. I felt the struggle. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. God says, Eric, if you keep coming with peace, there's some things you're going to get in 2026 that you've never gotten before. I said, God, you got to be with me, because when I called them for peace and they did the war, I felt God, that in my spirit, I wanted to be, oh, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. In my spirit, God said, son, I leave you all with this. God said, son, you are at peace. Why? Look at your life. Your life is peaceful, son. Look at your life, son. Like right now, they unfortunately are going through some stuff. They are literally in war. You're not in war. You're responding to war. I'm about to let y'all go get ready. This week, I just need you to do a contamination inventory. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. God says right now, you're being exposed to it. You've never lost a parent, son. Why are you acting like you have? This is what they're going through. That you don't even understand who they are with that. Son, you ain't never lost nobody. Your mom is in great health. My mom is sitting in the church right now in her right mind. God says, son, you don't know what they're going through. Son, you don't know what it's like not to have support. You got a wife. Let me show you. Oh, man, I don't know what I did. Oh, you got a wife that needed and told the church to read this book. My wife reading it every single day. Like it's like she, my wife reading it like she the pastor. Everybody else on rest. My wife meeting with, we got to get this church. There's some areas that you weak in, and we got to fix it. And she on the call with Angie. She doing, and Didi, and I'm saying, God is saying, this person doesn't have that support. And you talking to them like you at war. They really at war.
Yeah.
You got a wife that supports everything you do. You got a wife that's saying, we need to get out of California. We need to hurry up back. Aisha's son, Dallas, is sick, and she's pregnant. She needs some help. I need to go get the baby so I can. You got a wife that's not want to be at the mall. You got a wife that want to be at the church, son. You ain't even at war, but you're responding to war like you at war. Your life ain't even at war. Financially, you got to go. Son, you had your second house. You're not even at war, but you were trained for war, and you're no longer in Egypt, but you are in the promised land acting like you in Egypt. They're at war, and there's no way to get them out of war if you acting like you in war. Get ready for the appeal. I'm talking to you. You're getting ready. Get ready. You're getting ready. I just want you to get ready for what, Pastor? You're online. You're getting ready for the contamination inventory. This week, you and God will talk about the contamination. You will name it. War. I want peace. You will name it. People pleaser. God pleaser. You will name it. Busybody. When you should be about God's work. You will name your contamination. Was I exposed to this, or is this in me? Do I need the color bleach, or do I need the Clorox bleach? You will name it, and for every single stain you get out, you will see new. Are you ready for new? I'm ready for new, y'all. I'm ready for new. I'm ready for new. When I got off that phone, I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be at. Now, this is embarrassing to say as I'm inviting you up. My wife said, this has been the best. It was in the morning after worship in the bed. My wife said, it's been the best Christmas we've ever had as a family. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed, but at the same time, I was like, praise God. But a part of the embarrassment was, I knew the other ones weren't because of war. I knew the other ones weren't because I was a busybody. I was Jalen, you're doing, you should be doing, Jalen, you should be doing. And there was times where I would do that, it would disrupt. And then it'd take a couple hours, it would take a day for everybody. So when I went home this time, we didn't have no challenges. Why? Because I wasn't a busybody. When I went home this time, I wasn't, Jalen, when you going to wash your clothes? Jalen, don't wash your clothes like that. Jada, why you got the washroom on Monday and Tuesday? God said, be at peace. I said, Jada, what days do you wash? No. The old me was like, you don't ask nobody what days they wash when it's your house. No, the old me is like, you don't, nobody in your house tell you what to do. You tell people in your house. God said, they grown. So there won't be any.
Okay.
So that the holiday can really be peace. Don't come in here telling people how to wash their clothes. Just wash yours. Jalen, what day? Monday, Tuesday, Dad. Jalen, what day? Thursday. I said, okay, I'm going to be in there on Wednesday. And guess what I did? I washed my stains out my clothes, and it was the best Christmas we ever had because I ain't trying to get nobody else stains out their clothes. And so if you're ready, you're like, God, let me wash my old clothes. You know how many fights I've gotten into trying to tell Didi about washing her clothes, and we ain't even talking about clothes. No, I'm just being real. Some of y'all, you know, I'm talking about you married. A lot of your struggles have been trying to tell somebody else what to do, what not to do. A lot of y'all with your kids. The beef ain't your kids. They love you, you love them. But you trying to tell them what to do at 40. You're ready. You're saying, God, I'm ready. You're coming now. God, I'm ready to do the contamination inventory, God. I'm ready. I want a new year. Some stains can't survive. Right? This next season we're going into. This next cycle, you ready to get the stains out? Not nobody else stains. Some of us upset. We're upset about, we are mad because somebody else stains. Ain't even ours. We didn't got an attitude about they stains. Hallelujah, you're coming. We're praying. Come on, quick. God said you got to wash your clothes. Come on. This is the year to wash your clothes. Anybody else excited than me? It's time for you to wash your clothes. He said, Moses, sanctify them. We'll get to that in a few. We'll get to that a little bit later this month. God said, do me a favor, though. Tell the people to wash their clothes. No, this is not Jamie telling you to wash your clothes. This is not Eric telling you to wash your clothes. This is Daddy telling you to wash your clothes. I'm just telling you, I was in the room and I heard Jamie said, it's time for a reset, Pastor. No, he was talking about me and his relationship. He says, time for a reset. See, I heard him. He says, time for a reset. What did he mean by that? Something has made us impure. There's been some poison or polluting systems that have got us, substances that have gotten into our system. What Jamie was saying to me, and I was saying to him, is there's some contaminants that are unwanted. There's some influences or variables that have entered into our system and has degraded our integrity. It's degraded our performance. It has compromised our safety. And it's challenged our outcomes. We both declared that they don't belong here. We both declared that day they don't help. And we both said we're going to check them because if they're not checked, they will continue to corrupt the entire process. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about in your life right now, what's a pollutant in your life? What's poisonous in your life right now? What's impure? And do me a favor, check it. Father, we come because it's so easy for us to have a stain and still wear the shirt. It's easy. It's easier actually not to wash it. But every time we don't address it, all it does, it comes up in our personal life. It comes up in our married life. It comes up in our parenting. It comes up at our work. It comes up in our profession. It comes up at the church. Everywhere we go, it comes up, Lord. And so we're not going to try to act like it's not a stain. But we're not going to let the stain overwhelm us. We're going to wash it because you told us to wash it. So I can only imagine if you told them to wash their clothes, you were going to be with them while they wash their clothes. And so, yep, we've been in Egypt, Lord. Some people have been in there longer than others. 430 years, Lord. So when they came out, you freed them from Egypt, but you couldn't get Egypt out of them. And so there's some things, Lord, that I gotta get out of me. War is one of them. I'm not in that environment no more. I'm not in Detroit like that, like I was as a child. I don't have to respond like I did as a child when somebody tried to take something from me that I thought belonged to me, when somebody was aggressive. I don't gotta be aggressive because they're aggressive. That's their challenge. I don't have to be hurt because they hurt. I got my own contamination. I got my own stuff. I got my own stuff I gotta be. I don't have to be envious, Lord, if I'm not in. That's not my stuff. And so, Lord, help us. There are things that we have that are that's a pollute, and we keep letting it pass, and we keep acting like it don't exist. It doesn't matter if we study. It doesn't matter if we come to church. If we don't deal with that particular issue, if we don't deal with unforgiveness, it doesn't matter how many times you come to church. If you don't forget, if we have the spirit of not letting go, the spirit of retaliation, it doesn't matter how many scriptures we read. It doesn't matter the counseling. It doesn't matter what books. It doesn't matter. If we don't deal with the stain, if we don't put some bleach on it, if we don't put some blood, if we don't put your Holy Ghost on it, if we don't put your power on it, it doesn't matter if we sing in the choir. It doesn't matter if we preach the word. It doesn't matter, Lord, if we go to school. It doesn't matter, because we're going to school, because we're going to relationships, because we're going into our careers with the same stains. And so we're going to get the same results. And so help us to identify our contaminations, Lord. Yep, we do need to be more structured, but the structure ain't gonna save us if we don't get rid of the contaminations. Yep, we do need to be more loving. We do. But that's not gonna help if we don't deal with the contamination, Lord. If we don't go back and let you heal the stains, we're gonna keep having the same year over and over. And they walked a trip that should have taken a couple weeks, took 40 years, and many of them still didn't make it in. Why? Because they never really washed their clothes. And so what a journey has been the last 30 days, Lord. I know you ain't finished with me yet. I know we got to sanitize. I know it's going to take. I know, Lord, I know I wanted to do the quick wash, about 20-minute, boy. I wanted to do the normal wash, about 40 minutes. But you said, nope, I got to sanitize you, son. This one's going to take an hour and 45 minutes. It's going to take a little longer because it's been with you for so long. It's the mistrust has been with you so long, it's a part of your DNA. The cancer, Lord, is not stayed dormant. Now it's starting to spread. You said it's gonna take me a little long. It started right here, and then it started to spread. It started with you in that relationship. Now it's starting to spread to other relationships. It's gonna take me a little longer. If you would have brought it to me in the beginning, it might have been a 40-minute job. But you've been holding on to it for years, and now it's starting to spread to your spouse, Eric. To your children, Eric. To your company, Eric. To your church, Eric. It's spilling over. So it's going to take me a long. I can clean it with you, son. We can get it done. We just can't get it done quick. We just can't get it done quick, son. It's going to take a minute to get that out your system. And so we submit right now. We surrender right now. We symbolically see ourselves at the washing machine, Lord. We symbolically see ourselves putting the clothes in. And we see you, Lord, as it's going through the cycle, we see you cleaning it. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, we honor you, we adore you, Lord. Thank you for not giving us new clothes. Thank you, Lord, for not just like, we're going to start you over from scratch and you ain't got to do no work. Thank you, Lord, that we're co-laborers with you, that you're not going to fix it on your own, you're going to fix it with us. We're going to do it together, and the relationship is going to get deeper as we do it together. We thank you, Father, for not giving us new clothes. We thank you, Lord, for not letting us switch those out for some other. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to keep the same trauma we went through, but you're going to redefine it. The same trauma, but you're going to use it. The same trauma, but you're going to be glorified through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The same life that we grew up, you're not going to give us a new life. You're going to take the life we have, and you're going to purify it. You're going to take the same marriage we have, and you're going to take it to the next level. You're not going to give us no new kids. You're going to take us back to our kids new. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. So this is a phenomenal time, Lord. It's a phenomenal season. Everybody on reset right now, Lord. The whole world is on reset. There's a perfect time. Everybody. Lord, I got calls this week that I wanted that I don't necessarily usually get. But on New Year's, Lord, it's just something about that time, Father. This is the natural time for a reset. You spoke to your manservant in December so that we can be ready for January. Thank you. Hallelujah. And you started in that room with a real reset. And now it's starting to spill over to everybody else. So we thank you. We praise you. Lord, I'm asking for one favor. Don't let us get overwhelmed when we go back to Egypt. Some of us are going to have to go back to Egypt and think about the Egypt. We're going to have to look at those stains. Don't let us get overwhelmed by the stains. Don't let us get bitter by the stains. Don't let us fight and be at war because of the stain. But when we go back this time, show us like you showed me. That person's at war. You're not at war. You're at peace. And so you can go back to war in a way you've never gone back to war before. And you can help them get out of war and get them to peace. Hallelujah. So Lord, don't let us look at the challenge and get bitter or get angry. Let us go back to it and revisit it in your spirit so we can go back and help other people who are still in bondage. We love you. We love you for your kindness, Lord. We love you that you keep resetting and restarting. We love you that we're about to be refreshed. We love you that we have an option, Lord. We don't have to go into this year like we went into last year. This can really be a happy new year, not because of the year, but because of you. And so we embrace everything you have for us. And we want to get all the new out of New Year's, Lord. We love you, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you and adore you, Lord. We lift you up and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, let the believers say amen, amen, amen. If you're ready for a new and not just another, come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Family, before you head out, take a moment and lock in your next steps. First, grab the app. Open your app store, search APOC Ministry. Download and open it. Tap connect and drop your name and best contact. New here? You can also type new in the chat. We want to follow up this week. If you need God to move in something specific, don't carry it alone. In the app, tap prayer. Submit requests and our team will be praying with and for you. And if today stirred you to make a difference, partner with us as we reach up and reach back. Visit apopministry.org or tap giving in the app, one time or recurring. Your generosity fuels our mission to love, grow, and serve. Before you log off, share this with three people, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so you don't miss what's next. Join us right here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 11. Until then, we love you. Be blessed.